Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mashir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners who will Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. The Shir is dedicated L'Refuah Shleima for Malka Bas Yuta Tzipora B'Soich Sharchal Yisrael, teenage girl, close friend of mine's daughter, who needs a R'fuah Shleima. And I ask all of you to please daven for her. Malka Bas Yuta Tzipora B'Soich Sharchal Yisrael. Parshas Vayakel Tovshin Pei Dalid Shabbos Parsha Shkolim. The Meshechachma in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalid, makes a very interesting diuk in the Pasuk, and with that, says a beautiful pshat in the Pasha pshat of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chal ish asher nimtso itoy, and any man that was found with him, Tcheles v'argamon v'tzela shoni v'sheish v'izim v'oiris elim ha'adamim v'oiris t'chashim, all of these materials, heviu. They brought them. The next pasuk, kol meirim chumas kesef u'nechoshes, heviu es chumas Hashem, v'chel asher nimtso itay, and anyone that was found with him, atzei shitim, cedar wood, for all of the work brought it. So Rashi's bothered. Why is it? I'm sorry, not Rashi. The Meshechach Meir Simcha is bothered. Why is it that in Pasuk of Gimel, when referring to all of the different materials, it says Nimtza Itai, was found with him, but the Pasuk says specifically V'chol Ish, any man. In Pasuk of Dalet, when we're talking about the Atzei Shittim, it says, V'chayel asher nimtza itay. Whomever it was found with, they brought it. Why does it not say, Kol Ish? So Meir Simcha uses a medrash that we're well familiar with to say pshat here. The medrash Rabbah Parashas Vayigash. In Parashas Vayigash, the medrash Rabbah says, that Yaakov Avinu on his way down to Mitzrayim made a stop Be'er Shava in Be'er Sheva. Lehechon Halach, says the Medrash, where did he go? Amar of Nachman, says Parsha Tzadi Dalid, Piska Dalid. Amar of Nachman, Shehalach Lokutz Arozim, Shenata Avrom Zekeine Bever Shava. Yankov Avinu went to cut down the cedar trees. The Avrom Avinu, his grandfather, had planted in Be'er Sheva, like it says, Vaita Isha Be'er Sheva. So, says the Medrash, Omrav Levi, V'habriach HaTichoin, Shnayim U'shloishim Ama Hayuba. It says, the Briach HaTichoin was B'seich HaKroshim, Mehechon Matzu Oisei L'shah. How did Klai Yisrael find this wood necessary for the Briach HaTichoin, for the Mishkan? Says the Medrash, this wood was mutznoim imahem, was hidden with them from the days of Yaakov Avinu. Hahu dehadachsev bechol asher nimtza itay atzei shitim asher yimatze itay enksev. It doesn't say yimatze that will be found. Asher nimtza, it is found, meaning it's already there. Because where did they have the wood from? They had the wood from Yaakov Avinu. You have to know, according to the Medrash, what you do with our pasuk Chav Gimel that says Tcheles Agam and all those things also says nimtza itay. The Medrash is being medayik from that word, but that's not our sugya today. Amar Rav Levi, mi migdal tzvaya katzitzum vehivio mi moim lemitzrayim. So Reb Levi says, there was a certain place called Migdal Tzvi, Tzvoya, Tzivya. And this place, they cut down the wood and they brought it with them to Mitzrayim. V'lei nimtza behem, lei kesher, v'lei pekah, didn't have any knots in it, didn't have anything in it that wouldn't be the strong wood. Meir Simcha is bringing this entire Medrash. The Medrash continues, Oyin shit, the shitim. These atzei shitim. Ayin the Shitim Matze Shitim. Hava b'migdala. Was in this place Migdal. Now this is a Medrash here. It's also a Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Psachim. So what happened? Vayunayagim by Isser. So the Medrash says, years later, in the times of the Medrash, in the times of Chazal, in the same place, Migdal, they had these cedar trees. And the people had a minig that they would not use it. Noyagim bohen iser. They wouldn't use the wood. Mishum kiddushas ha'oren. The lashon of the Medrash is, because of the kiddushas ha'oren. The Mefarshim say, what does it mean? The Matnas Kahuna here says, iser malacha. Mishum kiddushas ha'oren. Kaven shenasime an aron ha'kodesh. Since atzei shitim was used for the aron ha'kodesh, so this place had a minig not to use any of this wood for tashmish of chulin, for mundane things. Says the Medrash, Asum v'shalom Rav Chanina, chavreim v'rabbanan. But the people, it was getting a little hard not to use this wood. So they came and they asked Rav Chanina and the Rabbanan, are we allowed to use it? Amar lohem, al tishanu miminig aviseichem. If this is the minig your forefathers had, that's how it makes itself in there in the fourth parak of Psachim. Malkim Shenagu. So do not change from the minik. So that is the Medrash Meir Simcha's bringing. Now before we get back to Meir Simcha, the Fei Tayar says an interesting thing. It says that Yaakov Avinu brought the wood to Mitzrayim. Ha'ibn Ezra Hiksha. The Ben Ezra... In Parshas Truma and the Pasuk Vatzei Shitim, Yesh Mekadmeinenu Shamru Shiyakov Avinu Natam, he planted them, and Klai Yisrael took them out of Mitzrayim in Mitzvos Moshe. Baharaya, it says, V'chal Asher Nimtzo Itay. Kimoy HaTcheles V'argaman, which is interesting, because he's saying Tcheles V'argaman are things you found. Yimotze would have meant we cut it down, we go out and found it in the forest. Nimtzo means we have it. So, just like the Tcheles V'argaman, they must have had because they took out of Mitzrayim. So, too, this answers what I was saying before, in the two Psukim, the Motzei and Nimtza of Chav Gimel and Chav Dalid. So, that's the Raya. So, says the... So, the Ben Ezra asks the Kasha. The Feretar brings the Kasha that the Ben Ezra asks. Ben Ezra asks, I understand. They told the Mitzrayim that we're only going for 3 days and we're coming back. How'd they take out all these beams? Kol keresh eser amos. These beams were at least 10 amos tall to make the krushim. They're carting them out of Mitzrayim as they're leaving, and the Mitzrayim didn't chap something was off. They said they're only leaving for 3 days. Why are they taking this out? That's the Ben Ezra's kasha. And the Ben Ezra says, they're only going for 3 days. So Ben Ezra says, if there was such a Kabbalah, so we'll be mekabel it. But if it's a Svara, I have a different Svara. The Ifei Tayer himself says, Ayin bere'eim shetiritz tiritz nachin. Says B'chal, the question is not a question, because B'shas Yisias Mitzrayim, or Mitzrayim Mekabrim, they're busy burying all the mason from Makas Choshech, they were also going to spade them, they didn't have time to pay attention to Klal Yisrael. So this is the Medrash. The Medrash is telling us, this Medrash, the Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu had planted these trees, Yaakov Avinu cut them down, Klal Yisrael kept them, they hid them away, all the years in Mitzrayim, they were waiting to leave with these Atzei Shitim, and they took them with them, and there was even a place in the times of Chazal, from where they got this wood, that because of Kedusha Sa'aron, because they had a Mesoira, that the Aron was made, the Aron and all the rest of the Kalim, but specifically Kedusha Sa'aron, was what they were referring to. From the Arozim in this place, in Tzivaya, and because of that, they were Noig in Isser, all those years, not to use the wood. Kavonas HaMedrash. So says Rameir Simcha, what does the Medrash mean? Da'atzei shitim sheviu, hoyama shehevi Yaakov, veichinam lo'oren. Uvevade hayunayagin kumay bamay kedusha sheloyasu behemelacha. I think what Rameir Simcha is saying, that if we find that the Anshei Tzvaya were noyigin iser in these Atzei Shittim, because they had a Kabbalah. They had a Kabbalah that these were the this was the place the Atzei Shittim from the Aron came from. So it's mistaber that Klal Yisrael themselves, the ones who had those Atzei Shittim that Yaakov Avinu brought down, they weren't just storing them somewhere for the day that we're going to leave Mitzrayim. He says, "Ubevaday hayu noyigim b'omay kedusha." They for sure were noyig kedusha with these atzei shittim shelo yaseh behem melacha. They would not use it for any other melacha. They knew it was designated and set aside. One day we're going to leave, and we need this for the Aron, for the Mishkan. Lachay. So therefore, with that he says as follows. The pasuk said, "V'chalish asher nimtza itay." In the pasuk before, we're talking about all the materials for the Mishkan. The materials for the Mishkan have to be provided by an ish. By an ish. Mishum demikaton lo hayu mekablim. Not an ish la'afuke an isha, an ish la'afuke a katon. Why? De'ena makna la'cherem in atayra v'leimasar l'tzibar. There's a problem. A katon has the ability to acquire. He does not have the ability to be makna, to give over to others. So a katon can own things. He could own chelas, argaman, telashani, sheish, v'izim. But he's not able to give it to the Melechas HaMishkan. Because when you give it to the Melechas HaMishkan, you have to take it and be moitzir from your rishus. You have to give it away from your property to become the tzibur's property. To be moiser letzibur yofa yofa, as it says in the Gemara numerous places. We are chayshish, we're not chayshish, that a person gives something over to the tzibur, he's to give it over completely. No strings attached. It's no longer his. So mishum de mikatan loy hayu mekablim. They weren't mekabel from a katan. Deine makna lacher min ha-teira, v'loy moiser letzibur. You can't give it over to the tzibur. Aval atzei shittim kasuv v'chol asher nimtza itoy atzei shittim l'chol melechas ha'avoida. Here Rameir Simcha is telling us it doesn't say ish here. Why? Shehoya l'chol ha'melecha. What was the purpose of the atzei shittim? The atzei shittim were already a Yerusha that Klal Yisrael had for a purpose. What was the purpose? L'chol meleches ho'avoida. Is be medayik in the words. Why does it say another diuk? In Pasuk Chav Gimel, when it talks about the materials, it doesn't say what we're using them for. There's chelas, argama, telashani, bring it. And here it says, atzei shittim, l'chol meleches ho'avoida. For all of the meleches ho'avoida. So Meir Simcha is saying, these weren't just any atzei shittim. These were atzei shittim that had been designated l'chol meleches ho'avoida. L'chol meleches ho'avoida was their designation. They had a kedusha to them. They were set aside. Tchelus argaman telashani that people had. You made clothing on it. Okay, now we need it for the Mishkan. You'll give it to the Mishkan. But Klal Yisrael had atzei shittim not for their own personal use. And in fact, Rameir Simcha is telling us they wouldn't use the atzei shittim for their personal use at all. It was designated b'Yerusha or b'Mesoira to Klal Yisrael for Meleches HaMishkan. L'chol Meleches HaAvoida. Atzei shittim l'chol Meleches HaAvoida. That's what it is. Heviu. They brought that. Says Rameir Simcha Shoye L'chol HaMalacha. This was Atzei Shittim designated for the Malacha. V'nohayu noyagim ben Isser me'aviseyim. And therefore they had an Isser. They used it for nothing else but designation for Malachas HaMishkan. Im kein, havi l'ketanim s'chus gomer shekiblu imoyem l'tzorech. Malachas HaKadosh. So he says as follows. Uvozeh af bekotun moyo min ha-teiro, kedivrei Taisis b'reish perek ben tzoro moyer yu'uyin sham. Taisis in Sanhedrin, samaches omebeis, dibur ha-maschil kotun says, da yidei das acherim makne oizon, Zoyche mi deraisa la'acherim l'ravasi degitin ula'atzmai l'kulayama. Tosis is handling the concept of a child acquiring something. So he says, das acherim makne, meaning an adult could give something to a child and it becomes his min ha'tairah. A child can't make kinyanim, he doesn't have the das to acquire, but it's the das of the person giving it to him that puts it in his rishus. So Taisa says, according to Ravasi and Gittin, a person gives something to a katan, has the ability to give it to that katan in a way that that katan should give it over to someone else. Again, when I give something to a katan and it becomes his, it's his. Lulav, we know the problem with giving a child a lulav. Bayayim harishayin, on the first day of Sukkis, when you need lochem, if you give it to the child, he can't give it back to you. And then if you were an adult, weren't yaitz a lulav, it's not lochem anymore. So you have a problem. So with das acherim maknak, you give it to a child, but once it's his, he can't give it away. But if I initially only give it to that child, with the das that he should be able to give it away, then even he has the ability, according to Ravasi and Gittin, to be able to give it away. So Meir Simcha saying Amar de Kachidish, that since the whole Yisoid of the Atzei Shittim of Klal Yisrael was never to hold on to it for themselves, it was always that one day there's going to be a Mishkan and we're going to give it over to the Mishkan. So when a father was meirishit to his son, even if his son is a katan, that katan has the ability to give it over to the Mishkan. Because the entire kinyan of the Atzei Shittim was for what? L'chol meleches u'avoida. So even if a child showed up at the Mishkan with the Atzei Shittim, we took it from him. How? A child can't be makne. A child could be makne if when he was given that thing, it was put into play, he's only given it in order to give it to someone else. And that's what the Yerusha of Atzei Shittim were. A Yerusha of one thing, that it's going to one day go to the Mishkan. So any child and any son and child, Gadol Katan, who got it, was only for the ability to give it to someone else. Masha'enkin, when it came to Tcheles Hagam and Tehillah Shani, those things were stam materials. If a child acquired those things, he couldn't bring them to the Melechus HaMishkan. He doesn't have the ability to give it to the Tzibur. L'chein lo'ikosuv ish rak v'chol asher nimtza itoy av katan gam kein. So Meir Simcha saying ga'inus. Pasuch av gimel v'chol ish asher nimtza itoy. A man who has the Tcheles and Argaman, Hevi'o will take it from him. But v'chol asher nimtza ito, it doesn't have to be a man. Even a katan who has with him the Atzei Shittim. Which Atzei Shittim? The Atzei Shittim l'chol meleches v'avoida. That they had been designated for one purpose and one purpose only. L'chol meleches v'avoida, hevi'o. Deitaka brought it. Deitaka brought it and we took it even from a katan. Because this was what Klal Yisrael had the Atzei Shittim for one thing and one thing only. To make a mishkan. Azoivait, as we said, that the people in this place, Savio, they didn't use it l'doiris, because it was used for Kedusha Sa'arin. These Atzei Shittim were used for Kedusha Sa'arin, and therefore they were designated for the Arin. I saw one of the Mefarshim wants to say, I don't remember, maybe on the Medrash. Right, the Marzav says, So it's interesting. He wants to say the reason that they were noyeg iser is because maybe it was some of the leftovers of Yaakov Avinu's. I don't know why that would be an iser. It's just a fair thing. 2,000 years earlier, 1,000 years ago, whatever the shir was, 2,000 years, they used it once for the kedush for the aron, so now forever you can't use it. Ach b'tanchuma truma simin tes v'zel shaynai loytaymar ba'aron shasa moishe levad ela ba'aron shiyisrael oisim tzrichim litein eres shel shita boy v'ken yesh lachush la'olam. So he wants to tie in, according to Tanchuma, Tanchuma is telling us that if they ever have to make another Aron, which never happened, there was never a replacement Aron, but if they ever had to make another Aron, they would have to make it from the same Matzah Shittim. So the people in this place were always nervous, maybe the Mashiach's going to come, or whatever it'll be, and we need a new Aron, and they're going to have to use our wood, so they weren't Noeg Kedush, they were Noeg Kedushas HaAron in that wood. Which according to that, ends up very gishmak in Remeir Simcha. Because if you learn the pshat is, the pasha pshat, that because years and years ago Yaakov Avinu used it, so they were naig a kedusha, so Remeir Simcha saying, and in Mitzrayim too, they were probably naig a kedusha. He's clearly trying to connect the Medrash to his pshat. The Medrash that says they were naig a kedusha to his pshat, that in Mitzrayim there were Noega Kedusha, and they didn't use it, and this is his old pshat, so it could be given over to a child to give it over. So it's a little hard to make the stretch. Over there, the reason they didn't use the wood according to the Pasha Pshat is because once the wood was taken here from a Kedusha Zoran. The reason Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim is not using the wood is because we're going to use it for an Aron. In fact, Rav Dom Zazayin Gesunden Shtark in his footnote says, Bechaven de Mistama Dor Hamidbar Noaguban Isra's man Melechas Amishkan Lachain Gamim Shichu Acharkach Bnei Migdala Linig Baham Isra. He's trying to make this connection. According to the way that Marzav is saying, same Shah in the Medrash, Alpi the Tanchuma, it's not because of what once happened. There's going to be a mitzvah anytime you're going to make the Aron, it has to come from this wood. So who knows, it might happen. And therefore, there were always Nayi Kedushas, Isser and Aron, Kedushas Aron in that wood, because maybe they were going to need it to make the Aron, which is a perfect correlation to what Klal Yisrael in the Mitzrayim, they actually had the wood for the Aron. Is it this generation? Is it the next generation? But we're saving it. We're saving it in order to be able to use for the Kedusha Sa'aran that's going to one day happen. I want to bring in another Knech. I don't know if all my moving parts here will fit together. The way it sounds like from this Medrash sounds like that Yaakov Avinu cut it down, and the Medrash Lashon was, V'hayu matzniyan oisai. Melamashi matzniyan mutznoyim imahim. Which means to say that these were the actual beams that Yaakov Avinu cut down. They were sitting there in Mitzrayim. Somewhere, Klal Yisrael had them, waiting to leave Mitzrayim for 210 years, and they finally left with them. The Medrash Tanchuma says a little differently. The Medrash Tanchuma, and I said in Parshas Truma, Drash and Shul, Atzei Shittim Oimdim Loilam Voed, from the Ber Yosef, Rebbe Yosef Salant, the Shtickle from Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz, about the Me'iloi Shel Shmuel, the Me'il of Shmuel. The basic idea was you could infuse Gashmias with Ruchnias, and the Me'il of Shmuel was infused with his mother's Ava and her Tfilois, and that Me'il grew with him, Chazal say, was Nikvar with him, even the Olam HaEmes, when Shaul with the Balas Oiv brought Shmuel, he was wearing his Me'il, because it was invested with that Ruchnias and Kedusha. And the Ber Yosef, Reis of Salant, also talks about that. That the Ahava, the Mesiris Nefesh, the Amunah of the Atzei Shittim, Yaakov Avinu is on his way down to see, Yosef hasn't seen him, he's in a rush to see him. But no, one second. If we're going down to Mitzrayim, there's going to be a Mishkan. I got to go and cut down cedar wood and schlep it down to Mitzrayim. Mestamid delayed him very much. And when Klal Yisrael's leaving Mitzrayim in a rush, what do? They got to take the Kairos with them. They have to take the Kairos with them. So I said from the Ber Yosef, they went and they had to go chop them down and then take them with him. I said over also Ramishkovsky, so Zangazun Tisharu Chizkiya Mishkovsky says of art, the Klal Yisrael, they had these cedar trees growing in their yards in Mitzrayim that they had planted from Yaakov Avinu, and they every day would look at them, it was their hope. And they would say, we have to take care of these trees, we have to water them. Why? Because we're going to go out of Mitzrayim one day. There was such emunah, and there was Mesiris Nefesh, and there was such bitacha, and there was infused in these Atzei Shittim. So says Ramishkovsky, says the Ber Yosef, Yibol Chaim L'Chaim, Reisef Salant, when you infuse something with so much ruchnias, that thing becomes eternal. And that's why it says, Atze Shitim Oimdim Lomeyad, the Gemara says in Psachim and in other places as well. In Yuma Yuma and Shkalim also, Lomeyad, they stay forever. They're going to be in the third base Hamikdash. Because something that is so full of Ruchnius is something that cannot be destroyed. So someone asked me after davening, one second, Mehechatesi, that they planted it. The Bar Yosef says they had to cut it down. The Mishkovsky said they were watering it. That was part of it. So, Vushteta Zazach. Who says? L'chaira, this was Yaakov Avinu's beams, and this is what the Medrash says. They were Mutznoim. But I went back to look, and Rabbi Yosef Salant says that in the Medrash, Tanchuma, it says, Mehechan hayu akroshim, this is in Parshas Truma, Yaakov Avinu nata yisam b'shoah shiyar l'mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu nata yisam b'shoah shiyar l'mitzrayim. He planted them. Amar levonai, vonai asidim atem ligol mikan. V'akadosh Baruch Hu asid loim elachem, mishatem nigolim shetasu li yisam mishkan, elo amdu v'natu arazim me'achshav. Plant them right now. Shebishoah shiyar l'mitzrayim lasis li yisam mishkan, yarazim mesukanim l'chem. V'yad amdu v'natu v'asu kein ayin shamoid, v'chein hevi kan rashi. Ovir Bazet, fine. So he's bringing a Tanchuma that says a little differently. A little different. The Tanchuma is saying the Yaakov Avinu didn't just cut down and they were Mutznayim. They actually planted them and they grew them. This younger man was telling me nothing really grows in Mitzrayim. Cedar trees don't grow in Mitzrayim. It'd be an unbelievable neistak if it's true. Because he told me that's why they don't have their papers, is this papyrus, is all these reeds and stuff. The ground is not fertile for growing trees. This is what he told me. I don't know. If that's true, it ends up being an unbelievable nace. And Erez is a cedar tree. Cedar tree needs a good place to grow. It takes roots. It's a strong, tall thing. And for it to be able to grow in Mitzrayim is a nace. She'ad she'en le'shir. And the fact that Yaakov Avinu didn't just bring down the Arazim, he actually planted them until Klai Yisrael planted them and take care of them. And I'm thinking, Lefi Zeh, it comes out beautiful. Because that means to say, when Klai Yisrael saw those Arazim, they saw a nace. They saw a nace that Yaakov Avinu said, these Arazim are here because you're going to leave this place. You're not here forever and Hashem's going to want a Mishkan. And these Arazim over here, take care of them, grow them. Can you imagine Klai Yisrael saying, well, these things don't grow. And all of a sudden, the Arazim are growing. And throughout the Shibud, every time that they were despondent, every time that they were thinking to themselves, there's no end to this. They look in the distance, they see big cedar trees. There's no other trees growing. There's nothing. How does the cedar tree grow here? Because we're leaving and taking that with us. Out to a Mishkan. That was Klai Yisrael's Emunah. That's Klai Yisrael's B'tochen. That was Klai Yisrael's Chizuk. So according to this Medrash Adarabah, they had trees that were growing, that they were noyig behem kedusha. If we put this back into Ramer Simcha, and again to the correlation between the place of Tzvaya, that they were noyig kedusha in their trees, because either once it was an Aron, or maybe there's going to be an Aron. Again, the correlation to Klai Yisrael having beams and storehouses that they're noyig behem kedusha is different than trees outside in the backyard or in the forest. But according to the Medrash Tanchuma, the ones that were noyig behem kedusha could be were those trees that were growing. It wasn't the ones that were in the storehouse. When Yaakov Avinu brought the Arazim down, he planted those Arazim. And those also, according to Meir Simcha, they were Noeg Ben Kedusha because we're going to be taking them out for an Aron and a Mishkan. And the Anshei B'nei Tzvaya, they learned from there that yes, even things growing from the ground, these trees, if there's one day going to be a need for an Aron, we have to, till today, be Noeg Ben Kedusha. But for Klal Yisrael, these Atzei Shittim, that they were Noeg Ben Kedusha, that no one was ever fully acquired it. No one ever fully acquired it. Even the Katan was able to give it away because his kinyan was a kinyan that one day there's going to be a Mishkan and we're going to be use this for our Mishkan and I could give it away. This is the Imek HaPshat that Rav Meir Simcha is teaching here with Hoysafis. I think Artaka, Mosuk Midvash, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoicha as well to be able to hold on to something. Hold on to something. Every person should have their Atzei Shittim, their hope. When things look hopeless, we have our Tehillim, we have our Torah, we have our Tefillah, we have our Siddur. That's what gives us hope, and when we infuse it with our amuna, with our ava, with our tears, they become lenetzach elomi elamim. She be zeicha to see imheirav yameinu those atzei shitim that are oimdim. They're still waiting. They're going to be in the binyan of bayis shlishi imheirav yameinu. Amen. Kol tov, everyone.